Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. The older I get, the more one thing matters to me, that my loved ones get to heaven. But some have fallen away from the church. Maybe yours have too. That's why the church gives us a powerful way to unite so that what I offer spiritually can help not only my loved ones, but yours. Archbishop Naumann has established us as a public association of the faithful. This means that all the prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of our members form a spiritual treasury that can be offered daily to God for the church and for each member's personal intentions. As a member, you may offer your share for your loved ones, trusting God to apply real help for their conversion and salvation. But to fully participate in these spiritual goods and offer them for your loved ones, you must make the choice to become a member. Simply receiving the email or joining the app does not make you a member. Now, membership is free. It just takes an act of the will. So click the link below to enroll. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. When his disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, he taught them the Our Father. This is, word for word, how Jesus wants us to pray. We say it at every Mass, before Communion. And the Our Father is actually the basic template the Catechism uses to present the entire life of prayer. And of course, we say it at the start of each decade of the Rosary. Before we speak to our Mother in the Hail Mary, we pause to honor our Father. And these first two words, these shocking words, Our Father. Human beings calling God their Father. It's like a couple blades of grass calling a human being their Father. And after all, the distance between grass and men is actually a lot less than between men and God. So what does it really mean? What can it mean to call God our Father? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Before anything else, notice that the possessive is first person plural. We haven't been instructed to pray, "My Father," but "Our Father." Even if we're praying alone in our bedroom, we're supposed to say "Our," because part of salvation isn't just uniting with God the Father through Christ in the Spirit, it's uniting with each other. A father's never happy if his children all love him but don't love each other, let alone get along with them. In fact, it's one of the worst pains a parent can have when the kids grow apart. So the Lord demands that we approach his Father together. And the Father hears us more willingly when we call to him in this prayer together. St. Ambrose says, "Many insignificant people, when they are gathered together and are of one mind, become powerful, and the prayers of many cannot but be heard." Think of how many of us are praying the Our Father right now. Think of that power. When you say "Our Father," say it as a representative of this massive worldwide group, and know that it makes God happy to hear so many of his children calling his name united together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. We said at first that for us to call God our Father seems like blades of grass calling a human being their father. But of course, a human being hasn't created grass, and a human being hasn't recreated grass. But God has done that for us. He made us and made us like himself, capable of knowing the truth, willing the good, delighting in beauty. And then he has made us again, recreated us, caused us to be reborn in grace. So now we are even more like him. We have his spirit, his divine life inside us. To the extent that we don't stop him, the Holy Spirit shapes us to look more and more like Christ every day. And since Christ is the perfect reflection of the Father, the more we look like Christ, the more we will look like our Heavenly Father. You know, in the days before paternity tests, if there was some doubt about who a child's father was, everybody would look at the child and see how much he resembled the man. And if a man was convinced that the child looked sufficiently like himself, he would acknowledge the child as his own. So, when we say our Father, what we mean, in fact, is that the eternal God, creator of heaven and earth, has looked at each one of us and said, he looks like me. She looks like me. I see myself in them. They are my children. I am their father. What a joy to be acknowledged by such a father. What a joy to know that we are someone so infinitely good, and that no matter how badly we failed, he still sees his goodness reflected in us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. It's a great blessing to have God as our Father, but it's not something to take lightly. In both the Old and New Testament, God is presented as a Father who disciplines the children he loves. As C.S. Lewis says, he's not some happy-go-lucky old man who likes to see the young people enjoying themselves. He's someone who wants the best for his children, who doesn't want them spoiled, ruined by self-indulgence or cowardice. He's a great father, and like all great fathers, he believes in his children and expects greatness from them. He knows that happiness is found in heroism, and that's what he wills for all his kids, even when they don't want it for themselves. Remember when this father's firstborn son knelt before him in Gethsemane and said, "Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Remember that? This father did not grant his firstborn son's request to be spared the cross, the tortures of love, the bitterness of heroism, and he will not grant that petition to us, his other children, either. He wants eternal glory for us, eternal salvation, eternal gratification, and he knows that only comes from heroism. So when we say, "Our Father," let's do it with love, but also with an awareness that being the children of the eternal King comes with daunting responsibilities. And let's say, "Our Father," in a way that says, we are willing to do His will and become the sort of sons and daughters who will make Him proud. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. But even though this father has high expectations for his children, he is patient, and his love is unconditional. This is the father of the prodigal son, and of the elder brother too. This is the father who gives extravagantly, forgives immediately, and comes out to encourage everyone to come home and be happy together as a family. When we say our Father, we're speaking to our God, our Creator, the all-powerful Lord of heaven and earth, but we're also speaking to our Abba, our Dad, who has given us everything He has, including His dearly beloved firstborn, for our happiness. This Father, our Father, He thinks of us all the time. He does everything, down to the most minute detail, in consideration of our well-being. He will never forsake us. He will never not be there. He is our Father, and He is the best Father. And He loves us so much that eternity will not be long enough to fully fathom it. This is our God, and He's not a myth. He's our Father that we're praying to right now, and He's listening. That's the core and foundation of our faith. Never forget that. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, I would suggest for our resolution today, since we've meditated on the Our Father, that we forgive one person that we hold some grudge against. Now, all we need to do is just do this in our mind. We can just say to God, God, I forgive so-and-so. Teresa, as I was meditating on the Our Father, I feel like a little bit of, I'm schizophrenic in my mind. Because on one hand, I really believe this. God is our Father. But on the other hand, it can feel like such a myth at a time. Because we can't visibly see God our Father. We don't audibly hear him. And it seems like our lives are just operating by our own effort and what's going on in the world. And so we have both these issues, and it can be really hard not to just fall into the trap of thinking, this is just a fairy tale, a myth, a story. It's not real, but wait, it is real.
Because we either take it for granted or we just don't fully understand the implications. Either because a lot of us listening, I'm sure, are cradle Catholics. But even converts, if you've been in the faith a long time, it just feels like a given. It's just part of reality. This is certainly, even though we've broken down the Our Father before on the podcast, most of the time, it's not the part of the prayer that I focus on. And the fact that you can even just take that first word, just our, and think about that, it's kind of insane. That's the gift that keeps on giving with the faith.
Yeah, the thing striking about leading up to Holy Week and the crucifixion of Jesus, one of the main reasons they crucified him is that he called God Father,
yeah,
which made him the Son, which made him equal to God.
Mm-hmm.
And this,
wow.
And the if you want to get down to the core of Catholicism,
mm-hmm.
it's this. Love wants to make the beloved equal. Love wants to make the beloved equal. God is love. And what he wants is to make us like himself, divine.
What a sad misunderstanding of the faith these days that I think people view Catholicism as. I think we don't have much of an understanding of reverence in our modern culture in many ways, because in many good ways, we want to break down a lot of division between class and a lot of mystery, and we want everyone to be equal. So when people look at the Catholic Church and the way that they set God apart, they kind of lose that idea of love.
Yes.
Because they think of, I mean, the first thing that comes to most people's mind when they think Catholicism is like Catholic guilt, of thinking of yourself as less, of thinking of yourself as so, of this false idea of humility where it's like you're so wretched that you could never even come close to these things that are beautiful and divine. But our faith is supposed to be grounded on quite literally the opposite. This glowing form of reverence and love that's so consumed by amazement that we want to change ourselves to be more like God, more like the Father.
I would say...
And not as like, I think people look at the patriarchy or look at the clergy and the church as, oh, they're trying to put themselves above
domineering
people. And that's not what fatherhood is.
Okay.
We don't say, and it's just really, it's a breakdown of what the Father is in all families.
You've hit on the core. You've hit on what is the fundamental lie of Satan throughout all of creation,
mm-hmm.
throughout all of the world history. And it's this. Satan sows this lie. He says, he's not your father, he's your master,
mm-hmm.
and you're his slave.
Yeah.
And what Satan says is, the church is not your mother. The church
yes,
is an institution
exactly.
that enslaves you.
Yeah, which it's just depriving people of a beautiful community, of a beautiful to worship together. But instead, we create all of these religious sects and we create all of these offshoots and we separate and we divide more and more and more instead of saying our Father, having a unified church with a
yeah,
it's just a misunderstanding of fatherhood, of power.
It's
power
not
it's, as a it's, form of service.
It's way more malicious than a misunderstanding.
Yeah,
it is the lie of the murderer. John Paul said that what Satan primarily wants to do is destroy the fatherhood of God. But because Satan can't attack God, he attacks his children, and he gets his children to view the Father as a master that they must rebel against.
Mm. That's incredible that all of that theology can be summed up in two incredible words. Our Father.
Everything about Catholicism is summed up in those two words. All of Catholicism is about him becoming our Father and us becoming his children. Not in name only, but that we actually share in his divine life.
Yeah, it's the core of a lot of struggles and anxiety right now in the secular world and how people feel about
yeah.
the Catholic Church right now.
Yeah. God is our Father, the Church is our Mother, and we're all one family. And all the devil wants to do is divide and conquer and destroy. So the most important thing, actually the most important thing we can do is just think about the fact of our Father.
Yeah.
Two simple words.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.